Hello, my name is Cameron, a TCC student, and today I'll be interviewing Ms. Sarah Estrada and Rafael F., ESL students from TCC, for an ESL interview assignment. We're here at the Northeast campus. Thank you guys for taking the time to do this interview with me today. So I have a couple questions for you guys today. What ultimately brought you guys to the U.S.?
Wait.
What brought you to the United States?
Well, I think firstly, in Latin America, it's very common, the American dream is like, get here and get your dreams, like they all come together once you arrive to the U.S. But it's also because my family, some part of my family lives here, and I know I like the sense of diversity here too.
So you came for the American dream, essentially, and your family. What about you? Why'd you come?
Basically, we come here because about the situation of my country. It's really bad right now. We want to, like, live American dream, basically, and the diversity. We told like America is a really good country to come and like have a new life.
And do you feel like that's true?
No.
No? Do you feel like that's true?
In some part, no.
No. And why not?
Why not? I'm not sure, like, ¿cuál fue la pregunta que era? Because, like, you know, when you come or you visit another country, the culture from you were like living on your life is so different. The language is different. Like, when you go overseas and you like watch everything from another point, from another like side, it's like the expectations are really different.
Very different. So you said you're going into business?
Yeah.
Business and what?
Business and administration.
And management, right?
Management.
Yes. So what's your guys' like main goals with that?
Main goal.
Where are you wanting that to take you in life?
Well, personally, I just want to provide for my parents so they can have a good retirement. And to be honest, just like fulfill my dreams, the dreams that I had when I came here, when I was a child.
What about you? What's your main goals?
Basically about the business. I want to get from there like the experience to have like my own business, and I'm not sure right now what about, but I want to have the skills and the skills
to basically run your own business. That makes sense. So how much education did you guys get in your countries compared to here?
I think in my country, about the education is really more strict. Like, usually we always in every high school or middle school, we need to wear like uniforms, and the classes are really different. Like, we cannot pick like every class every year. If not, there's like the next year you will to have these classes because you already need these ones. About how hard it's not really different.
Not really different?
Yeah, it's like kind of the same.
Do you like not being able to have to wear a uniform? Yeah.
I like it.
What about you? How was it different for you?
Well, I went to high school in Colombia. University, like college-wise, is a lot different. For me, like high school-wise, I don't know. I never went to high school here. but usually periods of study are a little longer there.
Mm-hmm.
And classes are a little bit, not only like harder, but they make you see some university stuff before you're actually ready for it. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's just a lot.
A lot more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How difficult was it learning English for the very first time? Very difficult.
Yeah.
I've heard it's like one of the hardest English like languages to learn. Yeah.
I remember when I just come to my first day in high school,
mm-hmm.
My English actually is not really that good. And before it was so bad. And I remember like when the first person that I met who was my counselor,
mm-hmm.
she told me, "Hey, how you doing? How are you?" And I was, so that was for me also. Because I didn't know.
Like, you didn't understand, yeah.
It was so hard for me.
Was it really hard for you?
Yeah, I mean, I used to be in like a bilingual school when I was like little, so probably wasn't like just a, you know, like only one shock, like coming here and I don't know anything. But I think I had a little bit of the basics growing up,
mm-hmm.
so it wasn't that hard because I didn't have to learn it all at one time.
Mm-hmm. What's your guys' favorite things about being in America? Like one of your favorite things?
I like so many things from here, but the most thing that I like, it's like, one is, there are like two things that I really like. One is the diversity,
mm-hmm.
the diversity, like everything. You know, you can meet tomorrow with a guy from Spain, or you can meet tomorrow with an American
mm-hmm.
guy, or from anywhere, and that's something what I just come here. I really like it. Like,
mm-hmm.
There's people from anywhere, and they're like they're meet and they're play soccer together. They can.
Mm-hmm.
Do a lot of things together, and the other thing is I like the liberty to do things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you can go anywhere, you can have fun with your friends anywhere.
So. Yeah. What about you?
For me, it's diversity too,
mm-hmm.
a big part of it, and also you have a lot more opportunities to work, even like as a teenager,
mm-hmm.
you have a lot more opportunities to. Experience.
Is it harder to get a job in Colombia as a teenager?
Definitely harder.
Yeah.
You can't work until you're 18 and
no
one will hire you because you have no experience in anything.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you cannot even get a job as like bartender
mm-hmm.
or like server, nothing. There's literally no jobs there.
So do you guys have jobs here? Yeah. What do you do?
I work with my dad. He's a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
So we go like every Saturday or basically every week to weddings or like parties to take pictures.
It's and really fun.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Mm-hmm. What about you? Do you have a job?
I'm in an internship.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So yeah, it's kind of that's it. I look for like people that want to invest in a business or like grants for the business and do Excel sheets for the business and organize all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys full-time students or part-time students?
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Like, you're not sure?
When I'm not, because I'm taking like 5 classes,
mm-hmm.
but I'm taking 3 with ESL classes and 2 with business classes. So. They're like 5, so
I'd say full,
really
yeah.
Yeah.
So like I'd say like kind of full time.
Yeah.
What about you? Are you full time or part time?
Full time.
I'm only part time because I work a lot. Mm-hmm. So I can't.
Where do you work?
I'm a kennel tech.
Kennel tech?
So like when people go on vacations and they can't take their dogs, they bring them to us and we take care of them. So I take care of dogs all the time. Is there any holidays here that you guys just like absolutely love that you didn't have in your countries?
Mm-hmm. I think I really like more of the holidays.
More of the holidays in your country?
Yeah.
Is it better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But something to get from the holidays here is the Americans, or I think everyone in general, really respect the day, like the dates, like the special dates,
mm-hmm.
because for example, we got something like spring break in Venezuela,
mm-hmm.
and we just can have a vacation, it's a week of vacations, but nobody cares like that. And when you have the spring break, everyone's like going to have the spring break,
mm-hmm.
you know, like they're really like straight. Something, ¿cómo se dice? Straight, como van directo a eso, lo hacen en serio. Yeah, they're really straight with it.
Yeah. So tell me about the holidays in your country. What are they like? Do you guys party more? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot of food.
A lot of food.
Yeah, a lot of people.
And I thought our holidays were like all based around food. Like, I don't think we have a single holiday where we don't eat.
Yeah, that's true though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys like TCC?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you guys have a lot of friends here? No? Some?
Yeah, some.
You guys are you guys friends with everybody in the ESL program?
I wouldn't say friends, like close friends, but we definitely...
Like acquaintances?
Yeah.
Acquaintances. Do you guys still have family in your guys' countries? Do you still keep in touch? Yeah? How does the food compare to at home?
I like my home country's food a lot more.
A lot more?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite food here?
Here. I don't know. Chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders?
And Mexican food.
Mexican food?
Yeah.
It's probably my favorite too.
Really,
it is really good. Was America what you guys expected, or just completely different?
No, I think it was like what I was expecting.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
I didn't expect to see that much poverty and homelessness in certain parts of the U.S. because I think we thought that everything's perfect here.
Yeah.
So we come here and you see the homeless people, and it's kind of a shock. I didn't expect it the first time.
And there's a lot in Tulsa.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you go to downtown Tulsa, you guys know it's not a pretty sight anymore. Do you guys plan on staying in the United States or going back?
I'm planning on staying.
Staying?
I wish to go back. But
and visit?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And visit.
But your ultimate goal is to stay here?
Yeah.
Yeah? What about you?
Same.
Stay. But go back and visit?
Go back and visit. It also depends if I find like a good job here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And here is like the job opportunities and the form to make money is really different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you guys first came over, was it really hard to adjust? Or was it like you just got thrown into a whole different life, or was it like easier?
Yeah, it was hard.
It was hard. Yeah.
Like about that 7 months. I felt like with everything changing.
Everything changed, yeah.
Everything changed.
What about you?
For me, since like I got here in college,
mm-hmm.
and at first in Boston, it was also a community college. Everyone there is like international student in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was an international student. So it wasn't that weird or like hard for me because everyone was an international student. So
it was easier to have people that understood
what
you were going through as compared to you didn't have anybody understand that was what you're going through.
Because
I can imagine going into Bixby and everybody's like, whoa.
Some people there. I just met like with five or six Latin people, Hispanics people.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Is there anything we take for granted in the USA?
Anything what?
Dave? I hope it's a toma conmigo. I hope it's por lo que vean. Estar agradecidos, pero como que no lo toman en serio.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I feel like we take a lot for granted.
Yeah, but again, something I think the. ¿Cómo se dice la seguridad?
Safety.
The safety.
Safety.
Yeah, the safety here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't pay attention to that. Like, I don't pay more attention about it, but here it's really safety.
Really safe here?
In comparison with my country, it's so safety. Like, really different.
Mm-hmm.
I think here they help a lot. Like, they have a lot of programs for rehab, for like, alcohol, drugs, and even nicotine. In our countries, especially, like, you know, I'm talking from my experience in Colombia, the government doesn't really care that much. So it's like, it's also not like the problem is as bad as it is here, but they don't have that much stuff that's good for citizens. You know?
Resources.
That much resources, mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't do that there.
Yeah. Do you guys follow the sports here? Yeah.
I play soccer.
You play soccer?
Yeah.
Do you follow the sports?
Here as in the US?
Mm-hmm.
I like the only sport that I kind of watch is that, I forgot the name.
Equestrian,
like horses?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Have you ever seen the rodeo?
Rodeos.
Yeah, I follow the rodeo. The rodeo is really cool.
Yeah.
Those are really cool to go to, too.
I want to go to one.
Yeah. They have them in Tulsa all the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You just gotta know when they're here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What about the weather? You don't like the weather here? No, it's very bipolar, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know, I got outside today and I was like, it is chilly. And it was not yesterday.
Yeah.
What's the weather like? Where are you guys from? Is it always warm or?
In Venezuela and Colombia, we're close.
Mm-hmm, very close.
So I think it's always summer.
Always summer?
Yeah, it's always hot there.
How do you guys feel about winter here?
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I like to see the snow. Like,
the snow?
Yeah, the
I could do one day of snow and then I could be done with it.
Yeah.
Because I do not like the winter. I'm very much ready for summer.
Yeah.
Is there anything you guys want to ask me?
Have you traveled to another country?
I've been to Mexico several times.
To which
part? Cabo.
What?
Cabo.
Cabo.
I've been on multiple cruises, if you know what those are.
Cruises?
Yeah, like big boats.
Yeah.
I've been on those
cruises,
yeah. I'm actually going one in June, so I'll be in Mexico again in June.
Oh, you're
going
up and back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Get out of here, huh?
You like there?
I do like it there. It's a little sketchy. In some parts, if you stay where you're supposed to stay, it's not. But I definitely like it.
It is nice.
It is very nice.
I know what you like. What do you like best about your career?
About my career? I really love animals. Like, that's definitely my calling.
Yeah.
So, I like just being able to be with animals. I'm not very much of a big people person, so animals are definitely my calling. Yeah. Well, I think that's all the time we have for today. We're at the 20-minute mark, which is pretty good. So thank you guys for talking to me.